The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Which usually Trish Clark, but Trish is going to be back soon. Yeah, big cheers for that. I sure miss Trish. Good morning, everybody. The 4th of April, 7:05 in the morning out here in a rainy April day. What is it? April showers bring May flowers. Have you ever heard of that, Christina?
No, but I'm expecting flowers for sure.
Okay. Well, that's because...
April's
your
coming.
Formative years, you know, listening to American rhymes, nursery rhymes. Hey, okay, 7:06 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts there. And good morning, young lady.
Very good morning, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing good, but sleepy, I guess, today.
Well, I haven't seen you in a while, it seems like.
Yeah, I start missing. I need to find my work
Monday.
Here.
Yeah, it's Thursday. So, what special day is it out there?
Today is National Vitamin C Day.
I'm sorry, what?
Vitamin C. Vitamin C. Vitamins. When you drink.
Oh, vitamin C.
I'm sorry. I was waking up. Good morning,
okay.
Listeners. I'm sorry.
I got vitamins. When you said vitamins, that's English. I mean, that's Brits do that. Oh, okay. Vitamin C day.
Yeah.
Okay. So you know what that means?
Of course I do. And I'm drinking them every day. I'm trying to make my best at keep them in the appropriate level. Also, today is a National Hug a News Person Day.
I will
give you a hug later.
A hug, okay. National Hug a News Person Day. Got it.
You can hug me
later. Okay, I will. Well, I like to think that we all are newsy. Okay. All right. Vitamin GJC. No problem with those V's there, huh, Ukrainian princess, you? Okay, today, showers likely with thunderstorms also possible after 5 p.m. Oh, something to look forward to. It's going to be a chance of precipitation in 70, and like I said, new rainfall could be up to a quarter of an inch, except during the thunderstorms, but it'll be more. And then tonight, showers and possible thunderstorms. Now, Friday. A chance of showers before 11 a.m., but it's going to become partly sunny. Yeah. It's going to have a low around 38 on Friday night. Now, Saturday is going to be sunny with, small chance of showers, as is Sunday. And then Monday is going to be beautiful, Tuesday and Wednesday. And Wednesday, you're looking for a high near 80. So there you go. Because it's like next week's going to start off, and it's going to be three beautiful days. But that's what we've been getting, three really nice days, and then it starts to rain again. And really, that's not too bad. I mean, you got to break in the weather. But today, they're rolling in. It looks like it's going to be thunderstorms. We'll see. Okay. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They've been in the business 25 years, a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. I could talk about the Kenny family and Shasta Gas Propane and the things they do for our county for an hour. And I love having Chuck in here. Chuck Kenny, Vietnam War veteran, a pilot, decorated pilot, who goes back to Vietnam on regular scheduled missions to help find MIAs. What a man. Who knows? He's trying to get me over to Vietnam for his next search. I might do that. I haven't lost anything in Vietnam, but I would like to do that. Probably go back on something like that. Okay, all these things are happening. LSU against Iowa. Now, you're saying, what's that? It was the women's. It was to get into the Final Four in the championship. Last year, LSU beat Iowa and Caitlin Clark for, you know, for the championship. Well, this year they met in the playoffs, and Iowa beat LSU by 8 points. So, now, that's not so, you know, you go, okay, Carl. It was the largest audience to watch a basketball game. I'm not talking women's college basketball, which you can imagine has just not a lot of people watching. But also for men's college basketball, they set a record. I don't know how many people watch basketball. I'm not a big basketball fan. I'm a fan of this. I guess you could say I'm a distant fan of this player, this young woman, because she has achieved so much. I mean, she's the best ever in her sport as far as scoring goes. That was going to be the big game, and people turned out to watch it. So outstanding. What else here? The election results have been certified on a 4-1 vote. Badger's still not too sure, but 4-1. So the elections have been certified. It's going to be Kevin Cry is not recalled. Alan Long is going to be the supervisor, second district. Matt Plummer is going to be the supervisor of his district. And it's going to be a runoff in Mary Rickert's district. She and Corky Harmon are going to be in the runoff come November. What else? Oh, we are now a charter county when it comes to replacing supervisors and term limits. So you've got 8 years. And if you can't get everything done in 8 years, it's time to give it to somebody else. Okay. Now, the next big election, it's coming in November, is going to be that city council. This is going to be a dogfight for the city council. As you know, city planning commission, Marcus Parton, who had been appointed to fill a vacancy, and Cameron Middleton's been heading up the commission. And Cameron wanted to stay on. He wanted to stay on the planning commission. Well, Tanessa Audette has replaced them with two new people, Josh Johnson. Josh has been on our show before. He's a developer, real estate. Seems like a good guy. He's very affable. And then a guy by the name of David Stein, who I don't know at all, who is head of Bethel Media, which is the big money arm, media and music, over at Bethel. And she appointed him, too, which is interesting because I don't think he's got any experience in this, one. Two, he's never been to a planning commission meeting, two. And why is – so you had traffic engineers out there that wanted – you had Cameron Middleton, who appears to have done a great job, Marcus, that wanted to stay on. Why bring these two in except for they – don't oppose Tanessa's plans for the future. Yeah. Both Marcus and Cameron made it clear as that riverfront that they wanted to see that the history of Reading was going to be looked at and going to be valued. So I'm not sure the next two coming in have that, or, you know, they both want to build, develop. But I don't know David Stein at all. So I'm just looking at his background, and there'll be more coming out. But it just seems like interesting choices that Tanessa Audette, who also, of course, goes to Bethel, and three members of our city council who are Bethel, and now one county supervisor is a Bethel, goes to Bethel Church. And now the city planning commission is been changed. Are they going to go in a different direction? And what's this mean? What's this mean for Reading? just questions. These are just questions. It may be is that, you know, there's no impact. But it can, and it should. The people in the planning commission, you know, best and brightest, got to be out there looking at all the things that are going to be happening here in the near future and in the next 20 years as far as growth goes. So, anyway, got to take a break here, and let's see. April the 27th is quickly approaching, and that's the Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International's 30th annual banquet. It's going to be Saturday, April 27th at the Wind River Event Center. Starts at 5, you know, it's reception, and they've got all types of games down there, you know, that you can enter to win things. And then the dinner, and then the auctions and drawings. Now, they draw, gosh, dozens and dozens of, well, I don't know, 100 things that they give away during these drawings. And then the auctions are just fabulous, you know, includes guns, hunts, hunting and outdoor gear in these, it's got, safari trips, you know, like with, cameras, you know, camera safari trips. It's got elk hunts. I mean, it's got it all. You know, artwork, things specially, you know, that will appeal mostly to the women hunters or ladies that are there. So many things happening during that. They also, kids come there, they all walk away with some great, great stuff. Then they also announce who gets the scholarship, because this is what they do. This is what Reading Regional Chapter does. They protect the freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. For more information or tickets, go to scireading.org. And I'm going to be there. I'll be emceeing that event. It's a pleasure to do that with these guys and girls. They're really nice people. All right, we'll be right back. Every day I spend my time drinking water.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Hey, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, and we're celebrating spring with a sale April 1st through the 7th. And it's your chance to save big bucks on products like our Garden Power Soil. Put the power in your garden for only $51.99 a yard. Or Dimension Free Emergent for only $32.99 for a 50-pound bag. Low Mulch Mix to prep for new sod or level up and seed the old will be on sale for $33.99 a yard. Beautiful Baselite Pavers will start at $3.99 a square foot. Thinking of a flat rock patio or walkway? Now is the time to save big across our entire flat rock selection. Get up to 25% off inside the store, including hand tools, pawn parts, and so much more. Lauk's Landscape Supplies Spring Sale, April 1st through the 7th. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com. Give us a call at 530-378-2220, or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Get ready for a full throttle weekend of classic cars, hot rods, and rockin' tunes. Mark your calendars for Wind River Resort and Casino's annual Show and Shine on Sunday, April 21st. All ages are welcome to join us for this free event from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Show your classic car and receive a free t-shirt, free slot play, and a $15 dining voucher for season. Space is limited for show cars. Favorite car wins $50 free slot play and a hotel stay. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott. Good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Full Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the best jewelry store, in my opinion, in town. The only full-service jewelry store in town. Voted best in the North State in the Record Searchlights big extravaganza. So, I mean, I guess I'm not the only one that thinks it's the best. They are really good people. Four Winds Jewelry, locally owned, locally operated, really, really fine people there that run it. All of our jewelry needs are well taken care of down there. At Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay. California has introduced a bill, and the reason I'm saying this before I get to my next guest who's on the phone, not my guest, but the caller, is it's the it was introduced by a guy from San Francisco, assembly member, of course. He has the right to disconnect, which would allow employees to disconnect from communications from their employers during non-working hours. Okay, Nick, I just wanted to throw that out in case I choose to disconnect from you while you're talking.
Well, that might be a good idea at times. I like to argue. Hey, you know, this whole thing about Vanessa Audet appointing those two people to the Planning Commission all boils down to the fact that they're going to give away our civic auditorium down there. That's what the whole thing's about, in my opinion.
I think we've got to keep our eyes on what's going to happen down there. I mean, the rodeo grounds, I think, are up in the air right now, too.
Well, I think they probably lost them. That's my opinion.
No, I don't think so.
But the thing is, they're going to give away our building that's worth $30 to $40 million, and they're going to subsidize these outfits, which is, what is it, K2, Populous, McConnell, and Turtle Bay, like they need to be subsidized. They're going to subsidize them to build a facility down there that's going to be privately owned, and we have to pay to get into it. And that's what I want to see. I want to see the citizens represented, and they're just taking it. To me, this isn't a lot different than theft. And you watch, they're going to boss the Kutras family around and tell them what they can do with their riverfront down there.
I don't know. I don't know if anybody can tell Kutras what to do.
Well, that's going to be interesting. I wouldn't be surprised to see them take that river and hotel that's boarded up through eminent domain. No. You know, that'd be a perfect place for a homeless campus, don't you think?
Thanks a lot, Nick, for the phone call. Homeless campus. Go. Thank you, Nick. Okay. No, but we as citizens here, we got to be watching on what's going on. And the people that Vanessa put on the the planning commission. I'm not saying anything about them at all. They, you know, well, Josh, I know Josh. He's a very capable young man. I just don't know who David Stein is. And, you know, should I know everybody in town? Well, if I'm going to talk about him, I better find out something. I know he's very successful and he's really good at what he does. But I don't know, is he a planner? Has he got experience in that? And we'll find out. Okay, anyway, anyone tired of answering emails and calls from their boss after work may soon be protected by a law in California. A bill's been introduced in the legislature that would give employees the right to disconnect from their jobs during non-working hours. If passed, California would be the first state to create a right to disconnect for employees. Similar laws have already been passed in Australia and Argentina, other, you know, world, because, you know, California is its own country, obviously, according to Gavin Newsom. Okay, it would define the right to disconnect as a right for employees to ignore communications during non-working hours, except for an emergency or for scheduling as defined. Both public and private employees would be required to create a workplace policy that allows employees the right to disconnect. Do you want to disconnect from me, Christina?
No, I want to be more here, actually. I don't understand what's the reason. If you're taking a job, you can...
You know, let me tell you, I'm just talking about my employees, and I'm sure other employees are like... I even hate using the word employees. My people that I'm working with, if I usually call somebody... It's not just to chit chat or to, you know, to do something like that. It's usually off the air. We're off the air. That's I guess that constitutes an emergency. I mean,
or like a rock in the window.
Rock through the window. Somebody threw a rock through the window, Carl. Yeah. Okay. That's. I mean, I answered the phone. I mean, you all have a harder time reaching me than I have reaching you. I will say that. I'm sorry. Okay. But I also understand there's some employers out there that are just really, really abuse this. I can understand that. Ron, what do you think? Hello, Ron?
Yes, good morning.
What do you think?
Well,
about anything. So.
About anything. Well, my question is, have you ever had a chance to talk to Ted Leidy about what we talked about a couple of weeks ago? That federal judge, did he make it a federal law that illegal aliens will be allowed to carry firearms?
You know, Ted has been gone. He's out hunting, and I have not had a chance. I haven't talked to Ted in a couple of weeks. So,
okay.
Because of, you know, things that we've had going here in Sacramento, mm-hmm. and then he's gone. I think he's up in Idaho hunting this week.
Okay, I was just wondering.
People that are here legally also have the right under the Second Amendment to have firearms.
And will our sheriff honor that if that's the case? And that kind of scares me because the Venezuelan gangs that are coming across the border, I mean, it's that MS-13, and then there's another gang I just heard about. It's Trendy Argua, I guess. I'm not pronouncing it right, I'm sure. But some of those guys are the ones that bludgeoned that young lady to death.
Yeah.
And,
well, how do you do a background check on somebody that's here illegal?
That was going to be one of my next questions.
Unless you know what? But then you have people, you know, like the quote, the dreamers that came over here when they were 2 years old. And they're in their 20s or 30s now, and they've lived here their whole time in the United States, yet they're not here legally. But they've got a background then. They've been working, going to school, and all that stuff. So, you know, you've got that. However, it's still every time we give up, you know, something like this, oh, you can have free school. Oh, free medical. Oh, gosh, you can vote in local elections. Oh, you can run in local elections. Oh, you can do this. Oh, you can do that. It takes away reasons for people to become a citizen.
Well,
that's what I'm looking at. You know what?
Yeah.
We want you to come here legally. We want you to get green cards. We want you to do all those things. We want you to be a citizen. We don't want millions and millions and millions of you coming here illegally. We don't want that.
That's where Biden and Kamala Harris is falling down. And
Falling down? Are you kidding? Well, falling down, that's the nicest thing. They've rolled over, and they've done everything but pee on themselves like a puppy.
If I tell you what I thought, you'd have to hit the naughty button.
Okay, you got the naughty button there? Don't tell me, Ron. That's okay.
Okay.
The naughty button.
This is where I'm coming from.
I like that.
They need to shut it down, and somebody needs to take the Biden camp or the Biden corrupt thing down. Anyway, that's...
Well, we'll see what happens in November. It looks like it's going to be, if, you know, Trump's out of jail, it's going to be, and Biden knows what's going on. That's what it's going to be come November. What a selection we have for the greatest country in the world. Okay, Ron, thanks a lot. Okay. Got to take a break here. We come back with Art, with the Art Theater out of Anderson and a locally written play, that's going to be, in fact, it's starting this, I think it's starting this Friday. Yeah. So, we'll be right back after these messages.
Looking for a career? One that helps your friends, neighbors, and community? Good news! The Redding Rancheria Trinity Health Center is having a job fair Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new health center in Weaverville. It's your chance to learn about our current career opportunities, meet with representatives from multiple Redding Rancheria departments, discuss employee benefits, and even get assistance submitting applications. The Redding Rancheria Trinity Health Center job fair, Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new health center. Come and learn how to become part of our work family and make a difference in our community.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
It's April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And Cool April Nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally run, local board of directors. Four branches around here, one down in Red Bluff on Riverside Way, two right here in Redding, on one on California Street and the other on Hartnell in the Cobblestone Shopping Center area, and the newest branch down in Anderson on Ventura Street. They've been in the business 17 years, and they have been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We do business with them at Cornerstone. I'm real happy with them. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Well, as I further the arts in, as Linda and I further the arts in Northern California, here's a new place we hadn't even heard of. I hadn't even heard of this. And somebody was talking to me about it. And then they got a hold of you all, and it's the Art Theater in Anderson. So today our guests are Dave Dirk and Dan Beckman. So, Dave, let's start with you. What is the Arts Theater?
Arts Theater is a nonprofit organization that we started actually in 2018. We first opened up in Cottonwood. We had a small black box theater there, mm-hmm. and of course it was right before COVID. We were able to put on about
good time to start.
Oh yeah,
yeah. You know, the other thing you could have started was a restaurant.
Yeah, but we were able to put on four productions while we were at this place, and mm-hmm. of course during the COVID we lost the rent on the facility that we had,
of course,
and
because we were crazy, yeah, the country
exactly.
was crazy,
and
not so much up here.
Yeah.
But the country was crazy. Yeah.
So we took us almost 2 years mm-hmm. to find the facilities that we are in right now, which is 19859 Hirsch Court off okay. of Ox Yoke.
Okay. I know where that's at. Right. I mean, I don't know exactly where you are, but I know yeah. Ox Yoke.
Ox Yoke, yeah. It's like one street behind Ox Yoke on, or south of Ox Yoke.
Okay.
And I've basically been constructing this place. Putting it all together so we can get up.
How many people can you seat in this?
We can seat 49 people.
Okay.
Total.
And the Arts Theater is the Anderson Redding
Tehama Scholarship
Theater.
Right.
And we're going to get into that in a minute. Now, Dave's wearing the shirt that many of us should have. It says, retired under new management. See spouse for details.
Wow.
That's the only reason I'm not retiring. Because I like to have some time to myself. And Linda's got a list, and it gets bigger every day. And I go, I'll get to that, honey, when I retire. She said, when are you going to retire? I said, well, you know.
I just recently retired
oh, okay.
in September.
All right.
So
okay, so what? Why? Why did you do this?
My wife is very much into the arts, the theater. Mm-hmm. Okay, she's been, ever since I've known her, even in high school, even myself, our daughter was in theater in high school. She wrote a play. Actually, it was called April of 45 that we produced. She produced, directed. It had like 21 actors in it.
Wow.
It was actually near the end of World War II. It was all about mm-hmm. that. I mean, we purchased all the clothing, actual weapons, and
all that stuff,
all the good stuff, and we put it on. And she said, "Okay, let's." This was before we were Arts Theater.
Okay.
So
now the Arts Theater is different. You're one of 10 in the United States.
Yes, we actually hand out tech scholarships. So in other words, the people in the background who help out with the scenery. Help out with the scene changes.
Yeah.
Are up in the tech booth, sound,
okay.
lighting.
Like interns, but so, then, and, they, but right. then they, do they get a certificate or something? Or?
No, we actually hand out, we give them a donation or a money
oh, I see.
Scholarship
uh-huh.
to help them to continue their education
oh.
in college.
Isn't that
and,
cool?
Yeah. Currently, it really isn't that much. But we try to give them as much as we can. A lot of times it's just enough to pay for a books for a semester.
Whoa.
So, and
I don't know. You guys must be rich.
Well,
books in a semester.
I know. Well,
I don't know about you guys, but I was in college. I was running out of money by the end of the semester. So, right at finals, I would sell all my books back so I'd have enough money to
eat for the day.
Yeah, it was end of the semester, the party's going on. But it didn't help my grades. Okay, but that's great, because, what you're doing is you're promoting the theater and the arts and to young people that are interested in it. And I tell you what, buying books is a big thing, or just, anything. Any scholarship helps these kids out.
Right.
A lot of kids go to school with like 12, 15, 20 scholarships. When you add them all up, it's
really just barely enough to make one semester sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes, but if they keep getting them. Okay. So, is everything that you produce down there, like locally, is it organic?
No, it is actual plays. I mean, the play that we're going to put on, yep, starting tomorrow, actually tomorrow night.
Don't worry, Dan, I'm getting to you.
is a local written play.
Uh-huh.
Some of the plays that we've done in the past are actual plays that we get off of the internet, or not off the internet, but we actually purchase the rights to put the plays on. We've done Driving Miss Daisy. I'm thinking here.
I get the idea what you're doing here. To me, when I first moved here 17 years ago, and I heard this probably for 4 or 5 years, there's nothing to do in Reading. And, having the radio station, maybe that's one of the reasons, but I have never seen that problem. And when you come to theater, this is one of the most alive communities, the most vibrant communities when it comes to theater. I mean, this is now the fourth theater I know, and I think there's probably another one where people are putting on quality plays, quality musicals, quality acting, direction, and all this in our area here, just in Shasta County. So, yeah.
Well, they recently just started up Shasta County, I think it's the Arts Council.
Oh, no. Yeah, but that's been around for a while.
Okay.
But they've gotten more involved, I think.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Dan.
Yes, sir.
Oh, is Dan on? Okay. Pull that down just a little bit, buddy. There you go.
How's that?
Oh, perfect. Dan Beckman. Who's Dan Beckman?
I am a local actor, playwright, musician.
Okay. Is that what you do then?
By trade, I'm an insurance salesman. I'm an insurance agent.
All right.
But this is what I do for fun.
All right. Great. So you one of local bands around here?
No. Okay. Just
what started you writing?
I started writing when I was acting, just having ideas with other actors and what would be fun if this was changed. And what would be fun if that was changed, and I would take those ideas and put them down and show them to the other actors, and we'd all get a good laugh out of it.
Okay. I imagine, though, if you're doing Driving Miss Daisy, you have the rights to that, that Dan and the rest of the actors changing a few scenes around, they wouldn't like that.
No.
No, not in those. So it's best to write your own.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about this play that starts tomorrow night down at the Arts Theater in Anderson off of Hirsch Court. It's called The Ghost. So, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I just saw somebody else got their insurance canceled, friends of ours, are not renewed. Well, how's that? I guess that sounds better because they're not renewing because you live in a very high fire danger, which, by the way, is all of Northern California. Well, Judy Maxwell can help you. She's been doing this. She's been helping people with both insurance and financial management since 1993 and doing a great job. We'd have insurance with Judy, and I'm real happy with it. But she really takes care of her customers. So if you're looking for a free review and evaluation of what you have for homeowners insurance, health insurance, business insurance, any of those, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. Talk to one of her professionals that she has got down there, or maybe even Judy herself. And she's gonna point you in the right direction, I promise you that. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with The Ghost.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024, Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:48 in the morning here on the 4th of April, and it is raining. It's going to be raining today. We're going to have some, maybe even thunder showers. Did you hear the thunder the other night? And the thunder? Did you hear all that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Buford, the watchdog, the one that's always alert, slept right through it. And but I heard that some people in the stables, some of their horses, it was bothering. The thunder was bothering them. Odina, the Wonder Horse, of course, slept through it too. So, anyway, we got a chance of thunderstorms tonight, everybody, and some rain today and tomorrow. Starts hopefully clearing off a little bit. I'm here though with Arts Theater. That's Anderson, Reading, Tehama
Scholarship
Theater. They one of like 10 in the United States, right here in Shasta County, that gives scholarships to those in tech, the ones that are doing the lighting, the ones that are doing the construction, all that kind of stuff. Things that make theater and movies and TV happen is all the tech people that are out there.
Correct.
That's, you know, used to see, you know, in the old days, you'd have a 30-second list of credits. Nowadays, you've got like an 8-minute list of credits in everybody, including the caterer and their buddies, all of that. Okay. They are presenting a organic play written right here by a local guy named Dan Beckman. It's called The Ghost, and it's starting tomorrow night. So, Dan, what's The Ghost about?
The Ghost is a Western comedy. It's very silly. It's a live-action cartoon. And in this town, robberies are taking place, and people are coming to the sheriff, and they're describing a different bandit every time. And so the sheriff and the deputy, they don't know who to look for because every victim is describing a different bandit. So nobody's safe, and no one knows what to do.
Okay. That's the premise behind it, then. Mm-hmm. So it's a comedy, then.
It is.
Okay. Is it we have a little slapstick in this? Or
a lot of slapstick.
A lot of slapstick and all.
And it's family-friendly. Bring your 5-year-olds. Bring your 95-year-olds.
And we do have to tell people things because there are some plays put on. It's for adults and the language and the themes especially. But mm-hmm. This sounds like fun. The Ghost. Okay. Now, that starts tomorrow at 7:30. Then you have a Saturday and Sunday matinees at 2. So it's just 3 days.
Well, no, it starts this weekend, next weekend, and the weekend after. It's nine shows.
I'm sorry. It's right here. April 5th to the 21st. Got it.
Yes.
Okay, I was going to say that's a lot of work.
We're trying to align it with the rodeo that's coming up in Red Bluff.
Yeah.
Or so it just starts off the rodeo season.
It does. And, we're going to have cowboys, stock contractors, and everybody rolling through the station here during that week.
Now, one thing we do have to mention, we do have prop weapons, handguns,
okay,
on stage. They are not loaded, but the tech guy gets the sounds for the gunshots.
Okay.
So there are gunshots. I think there are three
gunfights.
Gunfights. I mean, gunfights, are there like saloon brawls or anything like that? No, that's too hard to choreograph.
No, not yet.
Now we're getting into spoiler territory.
Okay. All right. Not going to say another word. Okay. Now, who's the hero of this? Or is there?
There is.
Okay.
This is the sheriff's show to either rise up and save the day or not.
This sounds like lots of fun.
It is.
Now, how many people are in the cast here?
I believe we have 14.
14? Well, that's good. That's a good size
in
there. And you could, folks, you can only put 49 people in the theater. So I guess you should get your tickets early, right?
Yeah, it would be better. Yes.
Probably showing up that night. Then you're just kind of like, you know,
well,
but you can.
You can show the date. We have a capability of doing cash or credit card at the sales desk.
Are there any refreshments there?
Well, we will have sodas and waters and candies and chips.
Okay. That's cool. How many acts are we talking about?
It's one split into two.
Okay. Yeah, it's one story with an intermission.
Yes. Yeah.
Cool. That's good. I like that. And the ghost. What can you tell us? Why the term named ghost as opposed to?
Yes. Yeah. The newspaper people called him the ghost because the victims of the robberies keep describing a different guy. So we can't nail down
he's like
one
a ghost.
Bandit. Correct.
Okay. Now see, I'm not a theater guy in the sense of acting and all that. I mean, I do that every day here. But this sounds like something that might be fun to be involved in, you know.
So, it is.
Now, where do your actors come from?
They're all local actors, volunteers.
Yeah, of course.
And we put out the announcement that we're having auditions for the plays.
Where do you put that out at? Facebook? Or
that's
online?
It goes on Facebook. There is a Reading audition website that is put on also.
So I didn't know that either.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of the actors, some of them get it from that. Word of mouth.
Word of mouth, I would imagine.
Previous.
People that have worked with you.
Yeah.
And, you know,
previous actors.
I'm sure you send out emails to the gang.
I have a database from previous actors that we all send out an email.
Okay. Now, this really sounds interesting. I really like the idea that you're helping kids, or young people, I should say, young people that want to work in the theater, but they're not into the acting side of it.
Yes.
But it's so important. I mean, I knew a lady that did the show lighting at Disney the Disneyland down here. She was in charge of all the show lighting. She had a number of people that worked for her.
Uh-huh.
And you wouldn't ever think about it, but every one of those lights you saw was, choreographed. They were, engineered out and all that. And then you've got the people that make things run, sound, lighting, all that. And without those people who are dedicated to their craft, you don't have the actors.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So what's the next one on you? Okay, are you more of a lighthearted comedy type of
yes.
writer?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I like it. We need that.
I like all-inclusive humor.
Okay. We need one on the absurdity and the humor of COVID.
Okay.
I saw a photo. I don't know if you ever listened to Bill Maher.
Not very often at all, no.
Bill Maher, well, I don't either, but every so often I'll see it. He talked about COVID, and he had shown pictures of people on the beach wearing masks.
Oh, goodness.
I mean, come on. I mean, if you don't see the humor and the absurdity in that, COVID, the comedy. Okay. You can even use that name. The absurd comedy. And because there were a lot of things, it was all the stuff that went on, but there were things that were just absurd about that.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I have a weird sense of humor though. All right. So, again, you can get tickets. Can you get tickets online?
You can get tickets online.
And what is that website?
You can go to, www.arts.theater.org.
And that's ARTS theater.
Right.
Right.
It's ARTS, but theater is spelled RE.
Oh, there you go.
See,
gotta make it hard.
No, right. We've got to make it interesting.
Interesting. Well, I'm really sold on this, and I think it's great. Here's some people that love plays, love these kind of things, putting on productions. And so you built your own theater.
Pretty much. I had a warehouse that we moved into, built two stages. Like I said, we have a one stage is dedicated specifically for that 1877 Steinway grand piano square.
Y'all didn't hear this, but Pat Karch came in, is of course Piano Angels and does a great thing. I can't read that, so use the black marker. Use the black marker. Don't use the blue marker. It just is. I can't see it. So. Does Piano Angels, and he brought you over an 1887 Steinway. Nobody even knew what it was until you opened it up.
Until we opened it up, exactly.
That's great.
So.
Okay.
And I had specifically had to build a stage that would hold it, the weight of it. It is very heavy.
Yeah, it's 987 pounds or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, look, it sounds it's a good way to spend an evening.
Yes.
What else, Dan? You have something?
Tickets are $20 for adults, $15 for students and seniors, and $25 for VIP seating, which includes a beverage.
Okay.
We have two VIP seats, which is a love seat, dead center, front row, cushioned. For those people that like to sit comfortably during a show.
You can put your arm around your
around your lover.
Okay. All right. Hey, look, when you all do this in the future, you've got my phone number.
Yes, I do now.
You're always welcome back here. Who is Jay Sink?
He was the guitar player that bowed out.
Oh,
I'm sorry. scratch that off.
Okay, scratch that one off. Okay, good. All right. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, and I hope, good luck with this. Break a leg, and, I really think this is cool. When you do something like this, when people do things like this and they go with their dreams.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Hey, everybody. It starts tomorrow and it goes to the 21st. It's on Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday matinees. I'm sorry, Friday at 7:30 and then Saturday and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. And it starts tomorrow and it goes through the 21st. And you can get your tickets and more information at artstheatre.org. No, theatre.
Yes.
.org. I didn't want to just say RE.
Doors open a half hour before showtime.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have Doug Jenke.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu will speak today for the first time since the Israeli airstrike that killed 7 to 8 workers in Gaza. Israel's military says it was a tragic mistake amid the fog of war. Muslim Americans remain upset with President Biden over his response to the Israel-Hamas war.
The president's plans for an iftar dinner this week were scaled back when invited Muslim American leaders refused to attend. A meeting was scheduled instead to hear from the Arab community. One of the attendees was Dr. Thayer Ahmad, a Palestinian-American ER doctor. He told CNN that he walked out of the meeting with President Biden and Vice President Harris after telling them what he witnessed while treating hospital patients in Gaza. Greg Clugston, The White House.
New Wall Street Journal poll shows former President Trump leading Mr. Biden from 2 to 8 percentage points among voters in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Arizona, as well as in Georgia, Nevada, and North Carolina. The only maritime shipping terminal operating in the Port of Baltimore is preparing to process an influx of ships as crews continue clearing the mangled wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
We have opened 2 temporary channels that can and are focusing on supporting commercial traffic.
It's those temporary channels that will allow commercial vessels to get around the bridge debris that's blocking the port's main channel. An early spring nor'easter hammering the northeast with heavy snow, rain, and high winds. Some northern reaches expected to get up to 2 feet of snow. More than 680,000 homes and businesses were without power this morning from West Virginia to Maine. Police say a falling tree in a New York City suburb killed a woman in Westchester County late yesterday afternoon. Watching Wall Street, the Dow up 166 points, NASDAQ ahead 138. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Oh, honey, it's our favorite leaf filter trusted pro, Matt. Matt, come in.
Hi, Mrs. Sparks. You wanted me to stop by? Is everything okay with your leaf filter gutter protection system?
Okay. Of course, silly. We wanted you to stop by for dinner as our way of thanking you.
Yes, to thank you for that free gutter inspection, the free estimate, and what was the other thing?
That lifetime guarantee.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, those are just leaf filter's policies. Everyone who calls leaf filter gets a trusted pro to come out for a free gutter inspection and estimate. And every leaf filter installation comes with a lifetime guarantee.
So it's not just us?
No, sir. We don't want anyone to worry about clogged gutters ever again.
You mean everyone gets this level of service?
Everyone. They just need to visit leaffilter.com/gold to schedule their free inspection.
Okay, but you must be starving. You work so hard.
Ready to love your gutter protection as much as we do? Visit leaffilter.com/gold and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount.
The opposition in Myanmar claims responsibility for a mass drone strike on the country's embattled military government and the heavily guarded capital.
This was a bold, though largely symbolic, attack by the opposition on the Myanmar capital. There are no reports of significant damage, and the military says it was able to shoot down 7 of the drones. But the main airport in Naypyidaw had to be closed after one drone dropped a bomb close to a runway. The attack follows a series of defeats suffered by the military junta in recent months at the hands of opposition armed groups, which have taken control of large stretches of territory.
The BBC's Jonathan Head. Authorities say a nighttime Russian attack using Iranian-designed drones has killed 4 people and wounded 12 in Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city. The Kremlin's forces in recent months have stepped up their aerial barrages of Ukraine, hitting urban areas as well as the power grid. News and analysis, townhall.com. Though he likes Donald Trump, Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin insists he does not see himself as Mr. Trump's running mate.
Senator Johnson is heaping praise on the former president after riding with him on Air Force One and attending a Trump rally on Election Day.
You're seeing the real Donald Trump in these rallies. I mean, the guy is just entertaining. He's funny. Like I say, there's substance in those rallies, but there's a lot of good humor.
But Johnson tells the Salem Radio Network he has no future in a likely Trump White House.
I would be replaced by probably a Democrat senator.
Senator Johnson was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
A judge rejecting Mr. Trump's bid to delay his April 15th criminal trial in New York until the Supreme Court rules on the presidential immunity claims he raised in another case. This is the so-called hush money case. The Trump legal team had asked to adjourn the New York trial indefinitely until Mr. Trump's immunity claim in his Washington, D.C. election interference case is settled. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and usually Trish Clark, and Trish will be back with us soon. Today, the 4th of April, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Christine is there running the Starship.
Good morning.
Yes. Okay. It's National Vitamin C Day. It's National Hug a Conservative Day.
And also, it is...
Carl, you didn't hug me. Should have hugged me.
By the way. And me as well. Today is National Librarian School Day and National Burrito Day.
Burrito Day. Okay, finally. One we can all agree on.
The burrito's got its due.
National Burrito Day. Is there anything, well, I can't say that, but a good burrito, you know, kind of just makes my day. Bad burrito, though, just makes my night.
There would be world peace if there was good burritos over the entire world.
You know what? I think so. I think everybody could agree on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, it's 8:06 in the morning now, and the weather. Yep, no surprises here. However, thunderstorms are likely after 5 p.m. tonight. It's going to be a high near 50, and it's going to be a lot of rain coming through today. And then, again, with these thunderstorms, it's going to be a low around 39 tonight. Tomorrow, it's partly sunny, believe it or not. Partly sunny with a high near 56. However, it's, you know, still a chance of rain tomorrow, and then clearing off. Saturday, partly sunny, but Saturday night we start going back to a chance of showers. You know, it's not a lot. It's like 20% chance of showers on Sunday, but Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, my friends, are going to be beautiful. Mid-70s and a high near 80 on Wednesday. So this is kind of like the weather we're getting. You know, we get 3 or 4 days of sunshine, and then the rain comes back. But there's nothing wrong with that, you know, because, you know, we need it. The lake is like 15 feet from being full, which is spectacular. There's so many things that's good about having rain like this. And wait till you see the flowers coming through.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be wonderful. Now, the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, family-owned company out of business out of Anderson, locally owned, locally run. They do treat their customers like friends. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. And they have other payment plans. They, like I said, they take care of their customers because it's customer service that counts. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. Now, I'm here with my guest.
Be careful.
My guest. Doug Jenke.
Good morning, Carl.
Okay. Well, first thing we need to talk about is now that the elections have been certified.
Yes.
It appears that Kevin has won in a landslide. I saw that the other day, tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
That's what he said, tongue-in-cheek, by 50 votes.
Yeah.
But then again, he won the election by like 90 votes. And the people that have put the recall out against him, I guess they're wondering, well, what happened to all the people that signed the recall?
You know? Well, you know, I said this on the Poke the Hornet's Nest with Nick on Sunday. I find it quirkily odd that the side calling for the recall, besides lying about every single thing they said, bipartisan, blah, 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 the reality is the vote was almost identical to the vote that cost, you know, that he got him in there. So really, how partisan was it? It was the same almost vote for getting the whole thing started.
But I know people that are not Democrats that supported the recall.
Okay.
You know, because for whatever reason, it's like people that don't like Trump. You know, Kevin can rub people the wrong way.
I rub people the wrong way. I rub you the wrong way all the time.
Well, we all rub people the wrong way. And because of that, they would support the recall. But I think when it came down to the election, again, it's a primary, and people just don't show up. 48% of the people that could, that of the 100% that could vote, only 48% showed up.
Yep.
And the, you know, so Now, if this had been held during the general election, when more people show up for the election, you don't know what would have happened, but it doesn't make any difference.
Nope.
He has won. Yep. It's been certified. Okay. Or he's fought back to recall. Now, second district.
Yes.
Big surprise?
Well, you know,
not that Long won.
Yeah.
I was surprised that there's no runoff, though.
Yeah. No, I had a discussion with a person and we were talking about the election results, and we had the, I think it was Adam or Long that came out of nowhere. Is it Long that came out of nowhere? Is that?
Yeah. No, yeah. He came out of nowhere.
Nowhere. And
unlike Plummer. Yeah. Unlike Plummer, and we'll get to him in a minute.
Yeah.
But you know what? Retired Reading police lieutenant.
Yeah.
Lived here his whole life. And I tell you what, that's worth 4,000 or 5,000 votes.
Well, it's something there. Because he came out of nowhere. I mean, I didn't even know who this guy was, and all of a sudden, months before the election, you start hearing the ads and the whole works. And I was a lifelong police officer, and you're like, "Who the hell is this guy?"
Well, and I had him on February 29th before the March 6th election. He comes across well, and
most politicians do.
Well. But, I mean, he comes across well as that. He wasn't dodging answers. And some of them I said, okay, these are yes or no's. And he went, yes, no, yes. I mean,
oh, good.
It's hard to have a politician do that. And he's not he's a politician in the name. And he will, of course, get more as one, as all do, no matter what they start off at. But, and that doesn't necessarily mean bad. It just means that. You know,
well,
they're,
I mean,
politicians.
The minute you actually decide you're going to go run and do, you know, I don't think politicians as a rule start off as bad people.
Not at all.
I think they start off with the altruistic, I'm going to help, I'm going to save, I'm going to do, and then they get into the machine and it grinds them up.
I think that's exactly it. It grinds them, and they're going against an entrenched bureaucracy.
Yeah.
I mean, and that entrenched bureaucracy has been there for 20, 25 years. And I'm talking about the people that really run it, the tech people that run the government. And their attitude in many cases is, I'll be here after you're gone. So, you know, don't screw with me.
Yeah.
Or you can try and screw with me, but I'll be here when you're gone.
Well, and I think that's...
I'm not saying anything bad about the people that are in the bureaucracy of government, because we have so many great people in this, but that's a bureaucracy.
Well, I mean, you know, I've been an outspoken critic of the building department at Shasta County and the city of Reading, because you say there's great people that are there. I can tell you, when you have clients who can't get answers or are getting smacked with red tags for stupid things that have been in existence for 20 years, and there's just no common sense. You know, that's bureaucracy. That's what it is. They have the power of God on their side, and you're paying them to be a pain in your butt instead of working of the people for by the people and all the good stuff. They are of their job, for their job, and they're going to protect their job.
Well, and the you know, and everybody that comes in, I've been doing this for a long time.
You're old.
Not as old as you. You want to go out and go for a 3-mile run and
no.
start doing pull-ups? And
no,
stuff like that?
No. You will kick my butt.
Okay. But what it is, I think, is that, but I've been hearing it, as of everybody, public safety, homelessness, permitting, construction, all these things. It's the same thing from everybody, and they all have these ideas. And there may be a couple of nudges, you know, one way or the other. We're still, you know, we're still having the same problems.
Yep.
So, I totally agree with you, which is scary, about that. I really believe people, when they run, initially run, it is for the betterment of people. I have these ideas. I want to really make some changes. And then the longer you stay in, I think the more jaded you become. I think the more willing you are to compromise your what you believe in, because if I compromise on this, I can get this, a little bit of this maybe. And I'm not talking money, I'm talking, you know, things they want to have passed.
Yeah. A little quid pro quo. Joe uses it all the time.
Yeah. Okay, now somebody said, who would have been the one in the runoff against Long? Well, if he had lost 12 votes and had won 49.8, it looked like Laura Hobbs.
Yeah.
You would have gone against Laura Hobbs.
Yeah.
So.
No, I think it's interesting, and I'm glad we have a runoff with, I think it's Rickards.
Yep, let's get to that after the break.
Okay.
All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by REU. REU, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, Reading Electric Utilities has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. That's car, truck, or I think even bikes. Yes, bikes. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Electric bikes, I have to say this. You can pedal just as hard as you want, and you can go up and down hills, but when you hit that one hill, kick in the electric bike, and then you go up that hill like a hero. So, anyway, 8:15 in the morning here on the 4th of April. We'll be right back.
Meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
It's April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And Cool April Nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com. At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Reading on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting the treatment you need for a work injury. Insurance companies dragging it out. You're not getting it. They're delaying. Well, you need some help. You need somebody that understands workers' compensation laws, somebody that's been practicing this, somebody that's built the largest workers' compensation firm north of Sacramento, and that's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Work injuries can be life-changing. Your employer wants you back. You want to be back. Your wife wants you out of the house, or your husband wants you out of the house to go back to work. Patrick can help you. Call him, 530-262-2168. I'm here with Doug Jahnke, and we're discussing the local elections. We've already done the recall. We've done
Long.
What is that?
Call him Long.
District 2.
Yeah.
And then now, of course, Chris. I'm just
Sleepy Joe has entered the building, folks.
Yeah, it really has.
I'm telling you here, before soon we're going to have Kareem Johnson here.
Yeah, I tell you what, Chris Hellstrom is didn't have to run.
Nope.
Neither did Tim Garmon because
nope.
Tim's
he's
not moving into the second district. I'll support this. I will represent the second district as long as I don't have to move. Tim, that's a good idea, buddy.
Yeah.
Now we move into
Rickert's
district, and Mary decided to run kind of at the last minute. It wasn't like she was announcing a year ago. And she ran against Wynn Carpenter and Corky Harmon.
Yes.
And that's going to be a runoff now between Mary and Corky.
Correct.
In November.
Yeah.
What's your take on that one?
I like Corky a lot.
No, I'm not talking about that, but I mean about the election. She got 40% of the votes.
Well, the rules are the rules, and if you don't get 50 plus one.
No, I understand that.
I know. So I think that, Wynn's people, if him and Corky come together, I don't think there's much of a chance for Mary. So the fact of the matter is, I think it's good. I think it'll offset the incoming one from Patrick's race, because I don't think we won a victory on that particular vote. So, no, I totally think it's a good thing. And if Mary wins, well, congratulations. She kept it. I think there was a valid point that the two-term limit was voted through, and she's now going to go for her third term. But that's another story for another day.
Yeah, but she voted for that, too, I believe.
I believe it was 5-0.
5-0. And,
but it doesn't apply to her.
It does not apply to her. It takes place after the next one. So we'll see if Wynn's group people and Corky's, which I think are a lot of the similar people.
I think so.
If they come together.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we go to Patrick Jones and Matt Plummer.
Complete surprise. But then again, Mr. Jones, Patrick, love him or hate him, and I know that he's got a lot of detractors. I mean, the guy is a pretty decent constitutional conservative, but you can't go around pissing everybody off all the time. And, I think Patrick really had good stances. He just was kind of like Trump. He just pissed people off along the way.
That's why I kind of got the feeling was that that some of the things he said and did irritated different segments of the electorate.
I think
and
so.
I think the final, I think, and this is just my opinion, and what do I know? But I think that the gun range, which he has every right in the world to put on his own property, it kind of coalesced Palo Cedro.
Well,
they were a lot of people upset about that.
Well, I mean, it just goes back to something that we deal with in real estate a lot called the NIMBY folks. And I came across that in the shopping center when we had the center down on Churn Creek Bottom and we got a 5-0 planning commission and a 5-0 board of supervisors vote. Those guys, the Hawkins boys, were ready to start, and Brenda Haynes and the group jumped into it and became a NIMBY, and boy, that land is...
Destroyed them in the election.
Yeah.
Destroyed them in the election.
Well, not mine. Measure B, I saved...
Oh, no, not Measure
bottom.
B. I'm
Thank
talking about
you.
Measure A.
Yeah.
When they said, it was something like 70-30 or something. But then yours on it, also part of that, and people may not remember this, is there was something else on Proposition B that said you couldn't do anything there for...
Well, what it was they, the Brenda Haynes and the folks hired an uber-crazy Sierra Club liberal lawyer in San Francisco, and these are statements of fact, and she wrote up an ordinance that said that for 26 years, all the members, all the people living in Churn Creek Bottom could not do anything that was not specifically permitted currently today, back then in 2012, in the code, and they would have to hold a countywide election. Well, back then, you couldn't do a ADU, a second dwelling, unless you got a variance. Well, that would have required Carl Bott, for example. Not that you're there, but if you owned a piece of property, you go, hey, I want to build a second house. I want an ADU. I want to change this. You'd have had to have funded and held a countywide election. And so I happen to be the spokesman on that, so I got to deal with a lot of the NIMBY blowback and this and that, and you know, that was a privately funded 100%, no tax money was going to it, and yet look at that place now. It's still just an old Christmas tree farm that's dead and is bringing no income or revenue to Shasta County. And so, you know, the messaging worked. They had everybody convinced that the shopping center was going to take out, you know, half of Reading, and the reality is if we could have disclosed, which we couldn't, and I'm not even sure we still can, there were some big names that were ready to sign leases. That,
oh, yeah.
Big names that were going to sign leases.
This was not and they, what was the name of that? Okay.
Hawkins.
This was not Hawkins' first rodeo.
No, actually, it was the first time they ever had anybody fight them, because whenever they showed up, they were always welcome.
Yeah, it wasn't their first rodeo in putting these things together.
No.
And they came to us early.
Yeah.
And because we know the people and we had kind of a feeling of things, and I said, you know, you need to start advertising. I don't care how you do it, but you need to start getting your story out right now. And this was like in February.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we always just do it like, you know, 60 days ahead of time, tell people and all this. I said, you don't understand. These people right now are saying if you put that in, you're inviting pedophiles.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, remember some of the things that were said?
I was in the middle
of it.
And
the guy looks at me and I said, you don't understand this place. These people are going to fight you tooth and nail. And if you don't start now, it's going to be too late.
Well, I remember that one of the last.
They didn't believe me.
Well, I remember one of the last pamphlets that was sent out by the Churn Creek Bottom folks. It showed a picture of an oil refinery as being set up in Churn Creek Bottom. I swear, we all looked at it and go, where did they come up with that thing?
Well, the one that was on our show and said, well, you know, they're going to increase the size of the truck stop, and they have to with all that, and it's a well-known fact that a lot of those sex criminals are truck drivers, and we have that school right there. And I went, excuse me, wait a minute. So you're saying that if they expand the truck stop, we got to worry about kidnappings and pedophilia because of that? Yes. And I'm looking
with no facts.
With no facts. And I looked at, well, that's why I said, is this proof to this? Anyway, made no difference. Okay. So
Let me interrupt you real quick, because we have actually, Carl, I do this on Poke the Hornet's Nest with Nick, because I've really worked hard to expand your reach. So we've got a gentleman in from Kansas City visiting for a wedding. So, Mr. Kurt, welcome to Reading for the week. And my aunt, my cousin, and my second cousin, Andrew, Dawn, and Glow, are listening up in Roseburg, Oregon. So we have got a reach far and wide, sir.
Oh, we've gotten calls from France, Thailand. We've had
you had to rain on my parade.
Rose petal, Oregon.
So yeah. No, the election.
Okay,
it's about messaging.
What did we leave out? We got all the local elections. We're now a charter county.
Outstanding.
And we have the term limits.
Yep.
So what else?
I think that was it on the local level.
Now, when we come back from the break, let's talk about what's happening.
Well, no, we have the debt thing. She's going for the runoff now.
I understand. That's when I said, if you let me finish without interrupting me.
Why would I do that?
Lack of common sense. So when we come back from our break, let's talk about the assembly race.
Deal.
All right.
I'll let you do that.
Okay, you remember what this means? What's this mean, Christina? No, just say it out loud. What does this mean when I...
To cut. The
what?
Cut the microphone.
Cut the microphone. Thank you. I'm glad. You know, it's a universal signal I use. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, Cypress Square Barbershop, I've been going to them since I came to Reading. I really like this place. It's a better-known business. They've been there since 1960. Not in that location. I think they moved there in like 68 or something in Cypress Square, the Shopping Center there. It's, like I said, a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally run. Tim and Logan are the barbers in there. They give great haircuts. There's no political discussions in there. None. They refuse to get into them, which is probably good because if you get somebody fired up that's got a razor around your ear, you don't want that. I make an appointment by giving them a call at 530-244-9478. Or you can just drop by. If they've got an empty spot there, you're going to get a great haircut. It's not a salon, my friends. It's a barbershop. Man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, tough enough to wear pink day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Celebrate the extraordinary women in your life and join Wind River Resort and Casino for a delicious Mother's Day brunch. Sunday, May 12th, seatings are available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy a savory prime rib dinner with a wide variety of sides and desserts for only $45 plus fees per person. Every mom deserves a day as special as she is. All ages welcome, reservations required. For reservations or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back. The Hero Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Bott, my guest is Doug Jenke, somewhat conservative, a little bit right of, what, Tilla Hun?
Tilla, he's my uncle. So I'm a little right of him.
Yeah, and I like discussing things with him because, you know, here's my thing about conservatives and liberals. The vast majority of my friends are like me, you know.
That's scary.
We're middle of the road, I lean right.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of other people, middle of the road, lean left. But we can still, you know, we still get along, we talk. It's when you get way out there, and you're not like that.
No.
When you get way out there, you know, really the far right and the far left have got more in common than they ever do with us in the
it's a circle.
In the middle.
They come back to each other at about the same spot.
Okay.
So,
are you paying attention? Okay, I'm just wondering. Okay.
Oh, okay. I thought you were looking at me. I'm looking at you.
No, I know. I'm talking. I got to watch her every so often. She won't keep her eyes on me. I know. This is one of those weird things.
For a reason, just saying.
That's right. Okay. All right. So we've talked about. Oh, let's go into the. Let's go into the state elections.
Yes.
Okay. Heather and Tanessa going to face off.
Yeah.
Here. Heather won a lot of counties.
Yes.
She's from the agricultural side. Tanessa won, I think, one county.
And it wasn't ours, for the record.
And for the record, it wasn't ours. So, what do you, you know, the big guys down, you know, in Sacramento, bless their hearts.
Yeah.
They look at numbers. But are they going to, like, then throw their support and their money behind Heather, who is a protege, obviously, of the Dallies.
Of the Dallies, yes.
And so what do you think is going to happen there?
Well, I mean, you know.
It doesn't mean that Tanessa doesn't have a chance. But
no, but I think Mizano took a lot of votes himself, and I think there is some history between those two that marks people are probably going to shift their vote over to Heather, in my opinion. And I think that doesn't bode well for Miss Audette. And I think, and I've said this on Nick and my radio, Poke the Hornet's Nest, is Miss Audette, I think there's some very dubious things about putting stuff on the ballot, on her application before it actually happened and then claiming she didn't know. And then when the day came for her to be announced as mayor, you know, Mark should have been appointed that mayor. And to me, as someone who's not living in Reading, I just thought there was a very sour taste because Mark had done 3 years of hard work, and it was his last year on the board or the city council. She should have had kind of a magnanimous, like, hey, thank you for the opportunity, but I think Mr. Mizano should finish out his last term as mayor, and I will be vice mayor. Thank you. I appreciate it. I think that would have garnered her a lot of respect and stuff, but she immediately took it, and I think that is, I mean, I've spoke to people, and they said how she handled that really left a bad, because that's how she's going to do it. She's going to step on people to get ahead.
Well, you know, and I've heard that too, you know,
I
understand why it happened. It's politics, and it's, you know, it's bare knuckle, you know, headbutting, I understand that. But you also got to look at, you're not at that national level. You're at this local level, and people look at things differently.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think it helped her. I think she ran she got a lot of people endorsing her, and I think she ran a good campaign. It wasn't a dirty campaign or anything like that. She put out what she wanted to do. And Heather is kind of more of a lower key type, but she's got good ideas too.
I
really enjoy having them both on talking about what they want to accomplish.
Yeah, we had a candidates forum at the Board of Realtors here in Reading during the election, and we had all the candidates. Heather had to zoom in because she was over the hill, I believe.
And that's a 3-hour Zoom, by the way.
Yeah. And
there's no easy way to get here from Alturas.
No, and I think it was actually after one of the snowstorms. So. So we got to hear them both, and I really thought Heather, I mean, I thought Mark did a great job. I mean, and I'm not here, you know, stumping for Mark, the election's over, but I thought Mark was very articulate in what's and why's, but I thought Heather was too. Tanessa did a lot of platitudes, you know, oh, well, we're going to, I found that, you know, looking and talking to some of the folks at the meeting, they were all leaning Heather that direction from that particular thing, just on the comparison side by side at that moment.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
See, I don't go to those, and
we wouldn't let you in.
No, There's a reason I don't go to those. It's like we get invited to all these meet and greets. Oh, come over to the barbecue for everybody. I would love to do that.
Yeah.
But we don't, because if we show up at one, then we've got to show up at every one of them because we don't endorse. I have questions about, both candidates. I like to ask them in here and let them explain what they want to do.
Yeah.
And then let our listeners
make the decision.
I mean, I have people asking me how should they vote, and I just tell them I'm not
your voting consultant.
Yeah, though I could be.
Yeah.
But now if they ask me about initiatives, I'll say, from what I understand about this initiative, like Prop 1,
yeah,
this is going to cost us money, and it's not going to work. And how in the hell can you trust Gavin Newsom and his bureaucrats in Sacramento? Bless their hearts. How can you trust them when they haven't done anything they said they were going to do about the homeless situation except make it worse?
Well, I mean, we've only got a $68 billion deficit, so why not just throw more money at homeless people and trust them to actually do the right thing?
Well, in my opinion, and my non mental health homeless expert opinion, because I'm not, for all the money we spend on them, why don't we just give them a check for $2,000 every month, cut out that whole bureaucracy, and just as you show up and you've been said you're homeless, we just give them a check and say, okay, find a place to rent and all this stuff and get off the streets.
Yep.
And that's it. Here you go.
Well, if the liberals get their thing, we'll all have universal basic income, and you and I will also get those checks.
Did you cut him off? Okay. Just want to make sure. Just practicing. Okay, you can turn back on again.
So why not just do it that way? I mean, New York had a thing. I think it actually was
universal. Universal pay to people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would we do that? That's not how
we're America. Crazy.
Well,
certain companies are. You know what? But here's the thing is, people are starting to rebel.
Yes.
Look at San Francisco. They finally had it. They got rid of the DA. And now their mayor is in deep trouble. And the guy running against her, who is also a liberal Democrat, is saying, enough of this crime. Enough of this. I'm going to change things. I mean, they've seen it. It doesn't work. Look at Oregon. They just passed a law criminalizing drugs again.
Yep.
After trying it, and their deaths by overdose and crime just skyrocketed.
Tripled.
And so they said, well, this obviously isn't working. People need structure. You know that.
Well, I mean,
structure. They need to know that things are right or wrong.
Well, you got to give liberals credit because they continue to do the bad problems that someone else tried elsewhere. Because back in the day when I first moved here from Europe after playing baseball, I think it was Denmark or Sweden had a drug park. They literally found this park in the middle of one of their big cities, and all drugs were legal. There could nobody be arrested.
They provided syringes.
They provided
everything.
They did. They made it the drug haven of the world, and they attracted everybody from around the world. And by the end of the first year, crime, break-ins, deaths were out the roof. And they said, well, that didn't work out so well. So we've already done this. It's already been tried. And Oregon thought they were going to do something different.
Socialism has been tried. Communism has been tried. And yet we still have people that think socialism is a good idea.
Well, it just hasn't been done their way yet.
Yes. Yeah, our way is much better. And it works until you run out of
other people's money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the difference between conservatives and liberals. Is conservatives just get up every morning, they want to go to work, raise their family, spend their money, have the government stay out of their bedroom and out of their kids' lives, and that's conservative. Liberals have this need to tell everybody else what they're going to do, and the fact of the matter is they don't adhere to the very rules that they want everybody to go to, and that's the difference. And they keep not learning, and they keep reintroducing the same things that have already failed every single time. There's not one case of success in socialist ideas. It doesn't exist.
I heard an interview with Riley Gaines on Armstrong and Getty yesterday when I was heading to Chico to pick up hay. And what she said was, I did this so people could understand what impact this was going to have when you had transgender men competing against women. And he said, what's been your biggest takeaway? She says, the amount of hatred and the things that people have done the same people that supported the Me Too movement
mm-hmm.
are now coming after me. And, you know, they've been violent. I can't tell you how many death threats I've had. They don't want to hear my, you know, there's another side to this. And isn't that what it's about, is hearing the other side? And I listen, you know, when I was listening to her, I mean, she's not a Joan of Arc or anything like this, but she's, you know, I understand what she's espousing and I agree with it. Yet she was right. You know, people that are in the free speech bastions, like today, she's at Berkeley. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Oh, she's going to be boycotted, shouted down.
I don't know. Is it the same group? And we got to take a break, so think about it during the break.
Yep.
But is it the same group of people that are so opposed to what she says? Are they the pro-Palestinian? Or do they just kind of like pick up a different placard and they go into this pro-Palestinian thing? I don't know. We'll be take a break, and we'll be right back. Did you see that?
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasingame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, and we're celebrating spring with a sale April 1st through the 7th. It's your chance to save big bucks on products like our Garden Power Soil to put the power in your garden for only $51.99 a yard. Or Dimension Free Emergent for only $32.99 for a 50-pound bag. Low Mulch Mix to prep for new sod or level up and seed the old will be on sale for $33.99 a yard. Beautiful Basalite Pavers will start at $3.99 a square foot. Thinking of a flat rock patio or walkway? Now's the time to save big across our entire flat rock selection. Get up to 25% off inside the store, including hand tools, pond parts, and so much more. Laux Landscape Supplies Spring Sale, April 1st through the 7th. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 530-378-2220 or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Get ready for a night of musical enchantment with Edwin McCain in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Friday, April 5th. Immerse yourself in the magic of his unforgettable hits like I'll Be and I Could Not Ask for More. Get your tickets now and let the music take you on a journey you won't forget. Tickets include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Experience for the first time Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
our last segment here on Thursday, the 4th of April, on Free Fire Radio. The weather is going to be today. We're going to have rain and possibly thunderstorms tonight. Tomorrow, 20% chance of showers, and it starts clearing off. Saturday, partly sunny. Sunday, a small chance of showers, 20%. But then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week are going to be beautiful days and starting to get hot. They're looking at Wednesday with a high near 80. So if you've been carrying your dog in the back of the car all this time, when it starts getting warm, start thinking about that. You don't want to leave your dog in a car and it's 80, 85 outside. It gets up to like 120 inside the car, if not more. So weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, really good people there, my friends. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. You can trust the Kinney family and Shasta Gas Propane. I'm here with Doug Jenke. And we've been discussing a variety of things, which is what I enjoy. I don't always agree with him, but he's not a an attack dog.
No.
So.
No, I somewhat respect your opinion, so I let you speak, and then you shut my mic off. So that's that's good.
I just did it again. No. Okay. What were we talking about when we came back?
Well, we were finishing up with, I think, the whole, are the same people going to be at Berkeley protesting the...
Yeah. Oh, the Palestinian thing.
Yeah.
And we talked about something during the break, and you said that, you know, there's reports is that they knew that something was happening. And
that's Israel for the folks right here.
Israel knew that something was happening. And you know what? If you go look back at things, you look at Pearl Harbor.
Yeah,
we knew things were happening. In 9/11, indicators were all there that nobody had put them together. And in Israel, they said, well, you know, they were practicing. There was a lot of intel coming up that things were different. And the leadership said they won't do it. And I think that's what it comes down to when you get your leadership up there is the hubris of our leaders thinking that, nah, they wouldn't have the guts to do that, or they don't understand the ramifications if they do that. They wouldn't do it. They know we'd come after them. You know, I think that's part of it. I don't think that people – the United States did not call for 9/11.
No, and the reality is this is something that I think that we are speaking out of both sides of our mouth because having lived in Europe for 5 years during my baseball career, I got to go to European museums. Rotterdam, where my wife is from, was bombed completely flat except for two buildings. And then you talk about Dresden and all those places in Germany that we Americans just bombed the population into oblivion, and now Israel was attacked. Let's just call it what it was. They were attacked. Whether it was allowed or not or strategic to allow it, I won't go that far yet, but I'll just say they were attacked. And they have a right to defend themselves. And these people that are the pro-Palestinian, this, that, and the other, seem to forget that they didn't throw the first punch. And you had asked me, do you think these are the same people, you know, that are going against the transgender stuff? And I read a really neat article. I wish I had kept it. I would have quoted it for you. But it was from a person I thought was reasonably accurate. And this is one of the knocks about CCP, the Communist Chinese Party, or the Chinese Communist Party, is there's plenty of evidence now that the CCP is the one that's actually pushing this narrative between the Palestinian stuff and a lot of the other things that we're dealing with, is they're pushing it through TikTok. So they're organizing these events. They're paying for these events. And these people are not just spontaneous, let's support Palestine. It's actually organized. And they're the same people that will be in Berkeley if that lady's speaking and protesting her. You'll find them next week at a different protest.
I wish I had stopped by the protest that I saw on Easter Sunday. I was going the opposite direction and invited them to come on the show and tell me, okay, why are you actively protesting? I guess is it because of humanitarian? Is that the whole thing? Is that there's people dying there and all that? I can understand humanitarian reasons, but if you're going up and saying it didn't happen, like many of them did, and said, oh no, there's no evidence of rape or beheadings or any of these other things, when you see things like that, when it's just absolutely untrue. But if it's the fact that you said, well, Gaza and the Palestinians need to be free and all this, okay. I mean, that's also another political viewpoint that says, you know, the Israelis need to leave them alone. Okay. Israelis haven't. I mean, Israelis have taken land. They've done this. So you know, everybody wants this two-nation, whatever they, what do they call it, two-nation state.
Two-state resolution.
Yeah, two-state resolution. I don't know. When if they were even getting close after what happened on October 7th,
yeah,
that just puts it further and further away.
Well, I mean, you know, the cartel in Mexico jumped across the border and killed a bunch of Arizonians, I would hope to think that our United States president would not stop until he's got to the last cartel person.
The equivalent of what happened in Israel would be 40,000 Americans being slaughtered.
In one day.
In one day. Or a period of, you know, days, people being kidnapped and everything, if they'd come across the border. At that point, the government of Mexico, in my opinion, would cease to exist.
Well, that's
Because we'd come back and guess what? You wouldn't have a drug cartel.
Well, and that's the thing. So, you know, we have at the highest levels, we've got Blinken, Biden, and the gang, who are speaking out both sides of their mouths. You know, one side, we're providing the bombs and everything to Israel. And at the other side, well, you guys got to stop and we're going to do humanitarian aid. And so they have a brilliant idea of putting a pier out in the middle of the ocean there and off of Gaza. What's the worst that could happen? Getting American military right there in a war zone. The worst that could happen?
Yeah, we're going to build that pier and we're going to man that pier. Gee, and, you know, one of the things we always practice is seaborne, vehicles coming as boats coming at
amphibious.
At our amphibious ships where they come rolling through there because, you know, yeah, that's like a 30-foot speedboat, but it's got 2 tons of TNT in it. And, you know, it causes a horrible thing.
So I think
trying to protect it ought to be interesting.
Well, you know,
I mean, it's a target for Americans. And what do they want? They want Americans killed so that we just can't be there. Let's just pull back.
Well, I mean, you know, the Houthis, who are sponsored by Iran, have proven quite effective in shutting down the shipping channel in the Suez Canal. And now they're going to have Americans parked right in the waters there, you know, at Israel, or I should say Gaza. That's not that far to shoot a missile across to the Americans. And that's what they want. Those folks have been under basically constant attack from Saudi Arabia for years. They don't even blink when they lose Uncle, you know, Ahmed or whatever. That's just part of their daily life. And so having the opportunity to go and poke America directly, I don't see a positive to that.
You have to remember that this is like people like the Houthis and the and ISIS and this think differently. I mean, it's just the whole thing.
Well, they relish death where we relish life.
Yeah,
that's the difference.
There's the difference. And dying for a cause is a guarantee of getting into the afterlife with great honor.
That's what they say. Yeah. I don't know anybody's actually come back to say that for sure, but that's what they say.
Well,
yes.
You know, we believe in heaven. They believe in that if they die like this.
As a martyr.
And then their families a lot of times are taken care of, too.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, from American money, we've given so much money over there that they found out, of course, that the money we were sending to the Gazians and the Palestinians, that when they would do a terrorist act, our money would go to take care of the family for the rest of their life. So it was nice that we were supporting people blowing up other people. It was beautiful. It's a good thing.
You know,
we're a giver.
I missed putting my fist up right there. Okay.
I miss Trish. Trish, if you're listening, you got to get back because we need to take
Trish,
the show over.
Trish will be back. And no pressure on Trish. We love her and we can't wait for her to come back. Okay. Tomorrow, Congressman Doug LaMalfa joins us. And we're going to talk to him about some of the things going on in the Middle East, especially, you know, that pier. He's been getting some bipartisan bills put together, like the grazing bill. That is really, really a great idea. If they can get this through, where you can actually use animals out there to cut down on the undergrowth and all of this and put them up into our national forest and on BLM land. And that's a bipartisan one he's put together with a Democrat out of California, too. Everybody, it's going to be raining. Watch out for those thunderstorms. Have a good day, and God bless America.
This world from dragging me down, gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby,
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.